Video: Man killed over elevator etiquette in Detroit. My son was just being a gentleman. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2022. An argument that erupted Sunday due to one person not holding an elevator for someone else resulted in the fatal shooting of a 29-year-old man in Detroit. Rosalind Hurst, the victim's mother, is still trying to come to terms with the murder of her son, Ariel Harris, Fox 2 reported Wednesday. "I'm in so much pain, y'all. My back and neck is killing me, y'all," Hurst wrote in a social media post on Monday, adding, "This just not real, y'all. My son didn't deserve to go this way." Harris was gunned down at a party inside the International Banquet Center in the Greektown neighborhood of Detroit, according to the Fox report. Hurst's social media followers expressed their sadness over the news, one person writing, "Sorry for your loss. Sending my deepest condolences and prayers to you and your family. Praying so hard for you guys," another person commented. Law enforcement images and video show the suspect, whose name is Guy Yellen Spencer, wearing sunglasses and a red jacket. Harris was reportedly shot following a confrontation about holding an elevator. According to police, the suspect was angry. Harris let several women step inside first. "My son was just being a gentleman, letting the females get on the elevator first. And you kill him over that?" Hurst questioned. The mother of Harris' two children and his younger brother witnessed the incident. Officers transported the young man to a local hospital where he eventually died. Now, authorities are investigating what happened and looking for the suspect in the case. As the crime wave sweeps across the nation, citizens in President Joe Biden's America are more likely now than at any time over the past five decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported October 28. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article said.